This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A group that represents 4,000 restaurants in Colorado says more than a third of its members could go out of business if they can't reopen soon. The Colorado Restaurant Association estimates that more than 173,000 workers have been laid off during the pandemic. Alex Seidel owns several restaurants in the Denver area. He says things will likely feel different once they reopen.
Just the feeling of serving in a mask and greeting people in a mask. There's so many things about touch and emotion in restaurants and experience. That's why people go to them.
Seidel says limiting capacity will also be hard for an industry that already has a tight profit margin. Hundreds of workers at Pueblo Steel Mill face layoffs. That's because of the wider downturn in the oil and gas industry. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Pueblo Chieftain reports more than 200 workers at the Evraz Mill could temporarily lose their jobs in the coming weeks. Many more are subject to furloughs. Evraz provides products like steel piping to the oil industry. Before the downturn, it had been considering an expansion. The coronavirus pandemic has seen oil prices fall to historic lows. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state has doled out another $3.6 million from its COVID relief fund. That's to help community organizations that serve people who are hurt by the pandemic. The recipients include food pantries and school districts. This is CPR News.